D. 7 cents. Scientists have long been interested in how salmon, which migrate across vast oceans to feed for several years, return to the river where they were born to reproduce. Despite years of research, they are still not clear how the fish achieve this remarkable feat. Scientists suspect that the fish are able to make use of information from a host of cues in the marine environment, such as the sun's position overhead, day length, temperature variations, water salinity, and the Earth's magnetic field. It also seems they have inherited a propensity to stop feeding at a particular time and turn toward the coastline where the river of birth is located. A little more is known about how, once the salmon reach the correct river, they find their way to the exact place of their birth. Research starting in the 1950s has shown that young salmon become highly sensitive to the smells in their home river just before they migrate out to sea. These specific smells are stored in the brain and later serve as directional cues when the salmon return home to breed.
Questions. Number 17. What do scientists hope to discover about salmon? Number 18. What has research that started in the 1950s revealed about salmon?